Welcome to the Ether. Today is Friday, May 20th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Angel Protocol Weekly AMA. The future? A discussion on proposals. Let's take a listen.
Maybe one or two more minutes. We can see more people coming in now. Thank you for joining us. There's a lot going on and there's a lot to say. And it's really great that Chauncey is going to be able to give us a bit of an overview about what's happening. And feel free to think about questions that you can ask, and just request, if you do want to ask a question, then please do a request later on, and we'll be able to take your questions as they come along.
Yeah, thank you everyone for joining us today. So we've been releasing some updates around the direction of the protocol. There's still a lot of questions up in the air, a lot of research and review being done in terms of how we make our next move from here. But I wanted to update the community on what we know so far, give a chance for anyone to ask questions or provide feedback on the way they'd like to see things go. So I think that I'll start with a little kind of postmortem, talk through how we're planning to handle the Halo token, and how we're thinking about our next kind of home for building Angel Protocol. And if anyone has any questions at any point throughout that, please feel free to request and we'll pull you right up here. So I think that most people are pretty familiar with what occurred with Terra, the UST depegging incident, and the fact that there are now a number of proposals, one in particular that is being voted on to set up effectively a new Terra chain. So before delving too much into that, let's talk about what it means for Angel Protocol right now. So the way we see it, with the UST depegging event, the old Terra chain is really no longer viable as is. From our perspective, we are going to be looking at a snapshot of all Halo balances just before the peg actually broke. We're going to use that for when we relaunch Angel Protocol to make sure we can allocate tokens to people accordingly. And so that snapshot is going to include all Halo in circulation, whether that is staked in governance, unstaked, whether it's LP'd, or whether it is currently vesting with either Apollo or Starterra. So regardless of where your Halo was at the time of depegging, we will take all that information into account to make our investors whole when we migrate the chain. So that's kind of the long and short of it for Halo. I can get into any specifics there of how we're dealing with that or how we're thinking through that. The other real key question at the moment is, what is the future for Angel Protocol? So we'll help make people whole for their Halo wherever we relaunch, but where are we going to relaunch? That, frankly, is a question that is still something we're actively working through. There's been a lot of discussion around the Terra 2.0 proposal of setting up a new chain without UST and creating a distribution of tokens based on people's holdings before and after the pegging event. So with that being said, I have been making an effort to stay as informed as I can about these different proposals, as well as trying to ensure that Angel has a seat at the table in terms of providing input on what we would like to see from any kind of new Terra chain. So for us, really, it's about evaluating all the options. I think that, you know, if a new Terra chain is created, I think that it would probably make sense for Angel Protocol, given that our code base would largely be able to be transferred directly. It would make sense to potentially launch on that new chain. But I think that one thing that we've learned from this whole experience is the importance of risk mitigation and redundancy. So we never want to put our charities or our donors in a position where there is a single point of failure. Even if that single point of failure is an entire blockchain network, it's still ultimately a single point of failure. So the way we're looking at it is, yes, we would want to try and maintain the community we've built up through Terra and work alongside other builders in a new chain that gets set up potentially. There's more information coming there, so there's no commitment one way or another in terms of what our next actions are going to be. But we have been actively trying to argue for certain parts of the proposal, including a larger builder allocation, trying to get larger pre-peg allocations, especially for UST holders, because I feel like those are the holders most impacted by things. And then in the background, we're working to get the charities made whole. So we still have 4.1 million in charity funds that are in UST. And so a big driving factor in terms of our next step is really going to be, how can we make those charities whole? And what's our best avenue towards doing that? So these are all things we're debating and weighing. And given, you know, what I was just saying about chain dependency, we're actively talking to other ecosystems, seeing where it might make sense to expand Angel Protocol, whether that be somewhere else in the Cosmos ecosystem, or potentially trying to branch out to a broader range of yield options through one of the EVM compatible chains. So at the moment, we're really trying to keep our options open, seeing what home for Angel Protocol will make the most sense, and move with intentionality rather than haste. So while urgent action is required and we are moving quickly, we also don't want to rush into a decision without knowing all of the information. And so for certain things like the new Terra chain being proposed, frankly, there's just still a lot of question marks and open items that need to be addressed. So as we work to understand all of that and talk to other ecosystems, we will make our decision based on the best way forward. We're also very eager for feedback from the community. So I would love to hear people's voices in terms of what they're thinking, questions they have around the proposal, or Angel's future plans. So I will stop there for a minute and see who else might have questions. I see Sammy Sealegs here is asking to speak, so we'll pull you up, sir.
Hey, John.
I see you ready. There you go.
Hey, Chauncey. Thanks for everything you've done in the past and continue to do. Appreciate you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, and thank you, man. We appreciate you and your support.
I'm trying to I don't understand how I'm confused on the LUNC or V2 or Luna 2, whatever you want to call it, without UST. That's obviously right, that's gone. And the whole value prop and the whole ecosystem depended on UST, whether it was, in my opinion, you know, not organic as far as building the UST up. But I don't understand how any protocol can continue or to build on a version 2 that is just Luna version 2 or LUNC. And use the protocols. I'm struggling, and I don't know if you have the answers to understand what the value prop, like, why would anybody use Luna when the whole, you know, dude's thing is Luna is not just UST, right? But I don't understand how you can, what's the value? Who's going to use the ecosystem? Because obviously the main draw, you know, 80% or 90% were in Anchor, and Anchor was the anchor of the whole ecosystem with UST and everybody building off that back end. So what I don't understand, and I don't know if you have answers or people do, how what's the value of holding Luna or using Luna within the protocols, the V2? I don't see why people would buy it. What are you going to use it for? Because very, very few alts and very in the ecosystem, and very, very few, people actually used those protocols, right? And there's still hundreds and hundreds, but like, why continue on with a Luna ecosystem that isn't meant to be what it was for originally? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I do. No, I do. And I think we're all asking very similar questions around this. And I mean, I think it's important to keep in mind too, right? Like there is a vibrant Cosmos ecosystem aside from Terra, and a lot of help has been provided from different Cosmos partners in terms of welcoming protocols to come build there. And really, I think that's an important thing to keep in mind here. To answer your question more directly, I think that the value proposition that people are trying to play off is the fact that good, bad, indifferent, Luna, the ecosystem still commands a lot of attention and activity. So like even after depegging, as an example, the current ecosystem is still, at the moment at least, trading at a market cap greater than the entire Phantom network, which is surprising. And I don't know how to interpret that, how much of that is just meme coin action. I think that for a lot of the builders in the ecosystem, everything happened so quickly. And I think a lot of people respect the community that was built around Terra. And a lot of the protocols had pretty close relationships with one another. And there's a very cooperative type of ecosystem for the most part. So I think that it's a combination of people wanting to try and maintain some of that community and cohesion, trying to recognize the value that does still remain in terms of the awareness that Terra has. And to me, it's kind of a high risk, high reward type thing where, you know, do I believe 100% that this new fork is going to succeed overnight and do well? I really don't know. There's too many question marks. There's a lot that still has to come out of information to the public that we're waiting for. There's a lot still to be determined in terms of what builders are going to go build on this new ecosystem. And again, there's, you know, a strong argument to be made that there are other Cosmos infrastructures that are waiting for builders that it might make sense to go co-build there together. So these are all things we're trying to weigh and keep in mind. I think at the end of the day, for Angel Protocol, from a strategic perspective, the potential upside of something working and receiving a distribution around this new ecosystem and the ease of being able to, you know, pretty immediately launch there, those are all factors of why we're considering going along with the fork and seeing how things play out over time. And I think that there's also an argument to be made that while Anchor was, yes, the main draw of the Terra ecosystem and what a lot of protocols built around, Anchor also sucked a lot of oxygen out of the room. And it made it where a lot of other viable protocols that would have succeeded and thrived in other ecosystems didn't really have the opportunity to do that, because they weren't able to offer as competitive of a yield at a supposedly safe rate that Anchor was. So while it brought a lot of UST and volume into the system, it also kind of strangled a lot of opportunity for other protocols. Now, on the flip side of that, there's a valid point you raised that many protocols built specifically around Anchor. So I think it's an open question how some of those protocols are going to adapt their business model for a different structure. For Angel, with that, while we did rely heavily on Anchor at the time of depegging, the protocol was never designed to be purely Anchor-based, right? For the same reasons I mentioned of kind of sucking the oxygen out of the room, it was hard to prioritize building out other yield sources as our next immediate step, simply because we had such a good option in Anchor. But we did start building those rails to tap into other yield sources, and that was always part of the plan. So really going forward with Angel Protocol, you can imagine that we're going to tap into multiple yield sources of different risk levels and different yields. And then charities will be able to have diversified portfolios. So, you know, you could have your kind of bond level type investments where it's stablecoin pools, probably relying on the more centralized stablecoins that we don't really love, but at the same time need to give some sense of security to our customers after this happened, right? And so jumping directly into another decentralized stable is a bit problematic from that perspective. So we'd have, you know, low level yields that are very safe. We would have other types of yields, such as, you know, pairing Ethereum and Bitcoin with a stable and getting yield off that. And then higher risk yields where they could do it with more of an altcoin type liquidity farming. And so from a charity's perspective, you know, they can decide their own risk tolerance and how much of that they'd want to tap into and what yield sources they'd want to use. But that's part of our thinking, too, of where we build next is what yield can we tap into? What's going to be available on that ecosystem? So I don't think we can afford to put our eggs all in one basket again. And I think that we need to be looking at multiple potential chain options for that redundancy and security going forward.
Okay. Thank you. It's hard to visualize, obviously. So, but I wish you of all the protocols, I wish you guys the best. What you did and what you were trying to do was amazing. So I root for your success. I just having a hard time seeing any fork, but that's just me. So thank you.
Not very, very welcome, and not just to you, man. We're all asking questions, trying to figure out what the future holds. So.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Sammy. Does anybody else have any questions about the proposal, about the future of Angel Protocol, about how we might be working with charities in the future? Please do put your hands up and request to. For a question, and then we can get you speaking. Okay, we've just got Gabula to come in, so I shall just add you as a speaker, and then go ahead with your question. Okay, ready to go.
Hi everyone. Well, we are all in the same boat. We are thinking what happened 1 week ago and what is the future. The question that I have is not directly to Angels and the proposal. I've seen what you are thinking to do and seems very, very interesting. But I wanted to know your opinion regarding the proposal that is out there and the different percentage for pre-PEG holders, post-mortem phase and everything related to that. If you have any opinion regarding that, if you have any power in terms of any discussion with Terra Labs forms and all the people that are looking into that. Because in my opinion, I've seen it a lot on discussions and around the forums and Twitter that it seems to be two groups. The pre-owners of Luna and UST that are the ones that have been on the protocol since the, well, not the beginning, but during all these years, that have one opinion regarding to the distributions of the new tokens and the idea of the new Terra, if there is a new Terra. And then we have a group of people that, and sorry if there is anyone over here that was investing in that period, post-PEG, but let me call them speculators, because they already know that the PEG was going down, the Luna was going down. So in the sense of the business, they wanted to try to get some money. And my opinion, seeing the proposal, is that I think we or TfL and everyone around there are getting too much power to them. They are getting 50% of the new Luna to new USD users, to new Luna, and then they are receiving that that quantity a lot prior to the ones that are from the beginning. So, as I say, I know this is not a direct problem for Angel Protocol, and I know that it's different. But being here, I wanted to know if you have an opinion regarding that. If there is something that we can do regarding that, and continue with the great work that you have been doing. The idea of helping everyone around and everything is amazing. And whatever is on Terra version 2, version 3, or whatever it's called, or in another chain, I would love and I want to be part of Angels and helping whenever we can. So thank you very much for the work, and just an idea if you have an idea of the proposal and everything. So thank you.
No, absolutely, and thank you. So I'm gonna take off my Angel Protocol hat for a minute because I don't feel comfortable speaking for the whole protocol in terms of the position on the fork. So I will provide my own personal opinion on it. For the fork being proposed, it's extremely difficult to land at a consensus. And I've been trying to stay connected with multiple parties and stakeholders here and try and be in rooms where the discussion is happening, such as that Terra Builders Alliance communication that came out. There have been efforts from multiple parties to negotiate different terms, and it has evolved a bit. I think there was an amendment released just yesterday, last night, or around there, of some suggested changes to the lockup periods, some of the allocations. So some of those changes we advocated for that were implemented were to put a whale cap on the vesting, where smaller Luna wallets, like anyone under 10,000 Luna, will actually have more immediate access to some of that airdrop. Whereas whale holders of Luna are going to stay locked up in longer vesting. So I think that's something helpful. There was previously a smaller allocation for new builders coming onto the chain. We were able to negotiate that up a little bit. Able to take some of the post-peg allocation and reduce that a little bit. At the end of the day, we're getting to a point where it seems like no one, it's this kind of middle ground where no one is fully happy with the proposal, but everyone is feeling like it's moving a little closer to where it needs to be and is getting closer to a least worst option, I'll say. No matter what you do, there's going to be people who feel disenfranchised. There's going to be people where this doesn't end up being as equitable as we'd like it to be. So my main personal push has been to get as much pre-peg USD allocation as possible. Based on some of the hypothetical napkin math being run on what the network could be worth, what the airdrop would mean with the $500,000 whale cap for pre-UST. It's looking like the current allocation should be fairly good for pre-UST holders. I'd still like to see that increase. That's my main ongoing issue with the fork as is. A long answer to say, I don't think it's perfect. I do think that there are things that could be changed and tweaked still to make it something that I would feel more supportive of. At the same time, I do acknowledge that nothing is going to be perfect. Nothing's going to make everyone happy. And if we're able to get a solution that has enough quorum, that a large number of builders and validators come over, there is a possibility that there could be success here. And I think it's something that we should root for, if only because it's probably the greatest avenue to get some sort of recovery and restitution to the people who have been hurt so badly. And it's a tough situation because I, you know, I would like to see it handled in a very different way. There's a lot of this that I haven't really liked in terms of the communication and openness. At the same time, I do think that there is an honest effort going on to try and do things in a way that will be the most beneficial to the broadest number of stakeholders here. So that being said, you know, if there is specific feedback you would like to see me try and like take back to some of the discussions and try and influence things in different ways beyond what I've stated here, please feel free to reach out either over DM or speaking up here in the Twitter spaces, and I'll be happy to kind of take that into account. The final thing I'll say is I've been advocating for a 1% 1% of the new token supply to be dedicated towards social impact, which would effectively be a 1% giving pledge for the entire new network. There's been some pushback on incorporating that in the actual amendment as is. However, I did get agreement from Doquan that this would be a community proposal as soon as the new chain is live, and that he would help support that and co-author it. So I am optimistic that, you know, if we can get 1% of the new chain supply as something that's staked to generate social impact in perpetuity, it could ultimately be something beneficial for angel charities and for social impact as a whole. So yeah, trying to get as much as we can good out of this proposal. It seems like it's going to go forward one way or another. So knowing that it will happen, we're doing our best to have our voice heard for our community.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much for the indication. As you say, yeah, that is the. I think in overall, that is the major issue is that it's in the worst case scenario, and I also think the same. We or the TFL, though, and everyone are trying to do the best to achieve the best thing possible around these circumstances. So I also have the idea that there is a lot of interest and a lot of willing and a lot of hard work on behind on and closed doors that we common people don't know. And for that, I'm very thankful for all the work that everyone is doing. In terms of the proposal, like you said, no one's going to be happy. I think the only solution that everyone will be happy to say, well, let's go to prepeg and get the same value that you have, even though in that scenario I think people will not be so happy because the ones that have invested after that and everything would not be so happy. So it's like you say, it's impossible to get everyone happy with a proposal. In terms of the idea, yeah, maybe I will give you a direct message and everything in DM, but the major concern for me is like that I would like to see an increase in terms of the allocation for the builders and for the people that at the end are the ones that can live and can take the new chain to going further. So they need that support. I fully understand what they have been around, what they have been doing. They need the support from all the community. So I think the getting a higher increase on the allocation for them could be something very interesting. And in my opinion, is regarding to the people that were investing when, well, maybe when the chain was altered. Everyone related on that period, after that, the chain was altered. I think they already know what's going on. So I don't see why they need to benefit from making the swing trades that they have made it during this time. And even though receiving allocation for the new token. And my major concern is exactly because that people may be the first one to dump the new token. So at the end, we may be a second scenario regarding to that problem. But yeah, thank you very much. It seems great, the idea of the 1% to social. So it means I hope for, if you can get that, would be amazing for all the activities that there is. And yeah, maybe I get you a DM regarding my ideas and everything, if there is something that we can do and we can increase the idea for the allocations for, I think, the most the people that were most inside the chain. Even though, well, thank you very much for the hard work. Transmit if you can to everyone around that is a great idea that we have, that we are doing a great job. So let's see what you can get. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Kapila. And I've got a couple of questions that have come through on social media for you, Chauncey, just more about Halo tokens. So if anybody else has got a question, if you can just put your hand up or, you know, request to speak, then we'll get you on the waiting list and you can ask away. A couple of quick questions actually just about the Halo situation. Firstly was, are unclaimed airdrops included? And the second one is, what happens if we decide to sell our Halo tokens that we have now? So just two process questions about Halo.
Yeah, so great question on the airdrop. We actually were just debating that a bit this morning. So I will, let me put that one on the table for now and come back to the community very shortly on the question of the airdrops. Just want to make sure I fully talk that through with the team before saying anything out of line there. So we'll come back with a little more information on unclaimed airdrops. As far as selling Halo now, we're not treating any activity on the old chain as... We're not taking into account any activity on the old chain after the DPEG. So whatever you want to do with your Halo now, it is effectively inconsequential to us. It won't affect your airdrop in the future. I will state that we did pull our protocol on liquidity. So I think that the trading available for Halo is relatively thin at the moment. But people should feel, you know, empowered to take whatever activity they want to take on the old chain. I'm not going to encourage or discourage that one way or another. I'll just speak to what Angel Protocol is doing, which is looking at the pre-peg snapshot for recreating Halo on a new chain.
Okay, thank you very much. And we've just got Kim, who has a question now.
Hey, Kim, welcome.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I came in a little bit late today. I had to work over. So I was wondering, so for me, I had a lot of friends and family who didn't own any crypto before. And what I did was I kind of onboarded them as I've been writing about a little bit through a bridge that we just used as an OTC exchange. And I just made them all just stake Halo. So I have some relatives has been not really affected in this crash, but they have been staking some Halo. So my question is, will they own the same proportion of the protocol in the new chain as they would in the old one? So basically, will they receive the same amount of Halo out of 1 billion, or will you change a little bit on the tokenomic side or the total supply or the airdrop?
Yeah, so there's no plans to change the total supply. The plan is to compensate people one for one in terms of quantity of Halo. Going forward, right? So in terms of like Angel, it raises some interesting questions. Like our overall runway and treasury were pretty decimated by all of this. What we're looking at is the potential of having to do another token raise on whatever chain we move to next. Luckily, this wouldn't actually change the planned token allocations from our original tokenomics much, because in fact, we didn't sell half of the tokens that we planned to sell originally, since we ended up keeping much of them for protocol and liquidity and holding off on any kind of like follow-up pylon pools or other plans we were doing. So because of that, much of the token quantity that we had originally reserved for fundraising is actually still available. So in a way, it's nice that we don't have to impact our tokenomics too significantly in terms of the distribution. Nothing would change in terms of the total quantity, and we certainly don't want to adversely impact anyone who has believed in Angel and been willing to support and buy Halo for their belief in the protocol up till now.
That's awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you, Kim. I'm a lot of people were adversely impacted by all of this, but some of the people I feel worst about are your community in Uganda. Because I don't know how many people on the Twitter spaces are aware, but Kim is part of an organization, a Swedish organization for women's empowerment. They do a lot of work on the ground in Uganda with female entrepreneurs and just the overall community. They had set up this amazing micro lending and UBI program with their own like over the counter UST slash Uganda native currency. And so it basically was this really elegant system where, you know, money was going out through UBI and then like turning through on the micro lending side and had this nice balance. And we were really looking forward to partnering with them and still are in the future when we get back on our feet and get this set up in the right way. But it's just sad that like we were seeing firsthand some of these realizations of the dream of actually getting this decentralized money in the hands of real people on the ground, using it to make an impactful change in more developing areas. And so, yeah, you know, it's not something we're gonna let die. And I know that you're still very committed to your mission and everything that Zoe is doing. So, yeah, side note, but thank you, Kim.
Thanks. I can give a quick answer to that, actually. We will reimburse all of the people that's been interacting with UST underground. So just it may be good for everyone to know that we're not letting people in Uganda sit with savings in UST and collapse like this. So we will actually reimburse them, and that's already finished. So, but we will rise. I think we will be iterating and keep working with you, so it's going to be okay.
Thanks, Kim. That's really great to know the update. Keep an eye as well. Shortly, we'll be releasing a short film about the work that's gone on in the Philippines with Yellow Boat and Yellow Boat Foundation, who were the first to get the grant from Angel Protocol to help with counteracting the effects of Typhoon Ray, Typhoon Odette. Really, really inspiring to see that, you know, again, the work that's gone on with the ground. So, you know, we're looking forward to you know, iterating again, as Kim was saying. Has anybody else got any questions before we just do a final wrap up? This is your final chance to request to speak or request a question.
At least until next week.
Question it will be, is it going to be Wednesday or Friday? We shall let you know. I do recommend as well that you keep an eye on Discord. So what I'll do as well, just after this, is I'll put a note into the Twitter feed, just with a Discord invite. So if you're not part of the Discord channel, please do join us on there as well. It's a really good mix of donors, of investors, of charities, and it's a really good place just to ask questions and also to keep up with what's going on. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any more questions. So again, feel free to, you know, DM if you can, and also take part in Discord. I'll just hand over to Chauncey just for a final goodbye, and you know, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, just thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you for your continued support. I know that it's very confusing times right now, very painful times for many. Just want to let everyone know, you know, we're in it with you. We're eager to kind of rebuild from the ashes here and carry on. And we feel blessed to be in a position where, even though we have lost a lot, we have saved enough to fight another day. And really, I think that's what matters, whether you're talking on a protocol level or a personal level. One other thing, you know, we're continuing on with our Mental Health Awareness Month, having AMAs every week. So after we close this, we'll go ahead and schedule the next weekly AMA for mental health as well. So whether you're tuning into these Angel Protocol specific weekly AMAs or just want to jump in together with other people that are hurting and going through similar feelings of loss and confusion right now, please keep an eye out for those AMAs. And in the meantime, don't hesitate to reach out. There's many people on the team who would be happy to talk to you if you're having any issues or just want to express that, you know, you're not okay and need someone to talk to. So just want this to be an open, safe space and be available to the community in any way we can in the interim. So thank you all very, very much for your continued support, and we will keep you updated as we learn more and decide our path forward here.
Great. This will be recorded, so you will be able to catch up with it if you need to in due course, or pass it on to other people. And in the meantime, I hope you do have a relaxing weekend.
Take care, all.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Angel Protocol weekly AMA discussing the future and proposals, recorded on Friday, May 20th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Oh, and hey, if you want to support TerraSpaces.org, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate. You can kick in some funds and help me keep this thing going. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay, checking that replay, sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows, but then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back, doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money, looking like another crooked Sunday and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods, amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, these sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent to listen to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist. Pennies per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw, shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.
Terra Spaces.